Hello, and welcome to SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And recently on the site, we've been exploring the role of new technologies like beacon technology to augment consumers' experience in store, in a venue, and how that is providing added value for consumers, bringing them back to stores, bringing them back to venues rather than just shopping online, or just augmenting their experience while they're on site. So today, to discuss some of the experimentation that's going on behind the scenes and the technology that is being used for these new tactics in retail and other services, I have with me Brent Leary, who is a principal at CRM Essentials and a frequent contributor to SearchCRM.com. And he's going to help us sort out some of these questions. So welcome, Brent.
Lauren, as always, it's great to be speaking with you.
It's terrific to have you here. And you are a perfect candidate for some of the topics we're going to discuss today, because you've had a lot of conversation recently with people who are involved and on the front lines of this stuff. So my first question for you, we talked a little bit about this before the recording, and you got me turned on to this notion of centers of experience. Tell us what they are and how companies are using them.
Yeah, I recently had an opportunity to speak with a number of C-level marketing executives in different industries, you know, from retail to sports and to more consulting kind of businesses. And one of the things that kind of stood out was this idea of they're kind of building out what they call centers of experience. And it's kind of a takeoff of in the 90s and the early 2000s, where companies were building what they called the center of excellence. So they would build these kind of things or areas that they focused on best practices for things like customer service, or technology, or center of excellence for marketing. But it was always, you know, the thought of kind of doing it from an internal standpoint, focused on how do we create best practices to make us better. But what I thought was really interesting is using that concept and saying you're going to create centers of experience, and those experiences are going to be focused on how do we better serve the customer? How do we make the customer have a much more enjoyable time at whatever they're doing with us? And so really the one that crystallized it for me was Kenny Lauer over at the Golden State Warriors, who is their VP of Marketing and Digital. And he talked about creating three centers of experiences underneath in his marketing organization. And one is, you know, the digital experience. And, of course, I think everybody's kind of focused on how do they leverage data and devices and content to create a much easier way, a much nicer way for customers to do what they're trying to do with your organization. And so, you know, that includes digital marketing and all those things. But he also talked about creating a game center experience. So, you know, before they get to the game, you might have your digital experiences. You're creating content. You're communicating with them through your app or through channels like SMS or Facebook or Twitter. But you also have the game experience. They come to the arena. They're sitting in a certain section. How do we get them, first of all, to come to the arena, and then how do we make sure that they have such a unique experience that they want to come back, as opposed to sit at home? So that's a really important thing. And then they talk about the third center of experience is around the content that they create. How can they create the right kind of content to tell the right kind of stories that will allow them to have their customers, you know, do things like buy merchandise or buy tickets or, you know, stay involved with the community activities that the Golden State Warriors are doing. So these three experiences, centers of experience, when you connect them all together, really speak to a customer life cycle and a customer journey, and using the centers of experience approach to map out the customer journey and how they can impact that journey through all these different stages. I think you're going to see a lot more of that approach in retail. Is once again, retail has the same component. Some company like Men's Warehouse that I had a chance to speak to, their VP of marketing, executive VP of marketing, they're pretty similar to sports in the sense that you can buy things online or you can come to the store. With sports, you can watch the game on your TV or you can come to the arena and get the full experience of it. So I think these centers of experience, online, offline, content, I think you're going to see more and more companies kind of take that approach and then map those centers of experiences to the customer journey.
Now, we also talked a little bit about how companies are doing interesting things like using fans' location in a stadium to provide a different experience even based on where they're sitting in the stadium. Can you talk a little bit about Beacon and other location-based technologies that you've been learning about, what companies are doing to really tailor that experience?
Yeah, and I think, once again, it's all about kind of using the reach of online tools and technologies to get people moving to the actual physical location and then what takes place once they get to that physical location. That is, I think that's the challenge and that's what you're seeing people do. So like Men's Warehouse, I think we even talked a little bit about this in a previous conversation, how they're using this concept of the mobile wallet. So they'll send folks their email and have a offer in the email and like a 30% off coupon, and then have a button on there that says save the wallet. And if the people hit the save the wallet, then all of a sudden that coupon that was sort of sitting there in an email, which has a very short shelf life because more and more email comes in and you kind of lose track of everything. But if they're kind of interested, they can hit the save the wallet button, and it pops up as a electronic coupon sitting in Apple Passbook or Google Wallet. And if it sits up there, now the kind of geolocation piece takes route. So if you're kind of driving close to a Men's Warehouse location, now you might get a push notification saying, hey, you're close by here. If you come in right now, we'll give you an additional 10% off of the discount you already have. So that helps to get people in the store. And now when they get into the store, now you're starting to see, the combination of the device that they're holding and the iBeacon technology be able to say, kind of guide them to say, hey, we know that this person saved this particular coupon to their phone. Or if they have the Men's Warehouse app, they may have some more, demographic information. It says, oh, this person just came into this store, now we got our background information, and now we can use our technology to kind of guide them to what they're most likely going to be interested in. And also, a store rep can now, kind of know who's coming into the store and have, instead of having a cold, hi, how are you script, so to speak, now they can leverage that information and have a much more customized, personalized interaction. Say, hey, so-and-so, nice to see you again, sir. Hey, I think you'd be interested in this today. All these ways to use the online to go offline into the real store or the real arena and provide a unique experience based on, device, on location, on demographics.
Right. So it's not only bridging that gap between the digital experience and the on-site experience, but it's actually kind of augmenting the on-site experience in a whole bunch of ways through that additional digital information.
Absolutely. And actually, one of the things that Matt Stringer said from Men's Warehouse is that when a customer comes in to the store and they know that this customer is probably being brought in because they saved a discount or coupon to the wallet, they now know that this person has the intent to buy something. So it's instead of somebody coming into the store kind of just, you know, wandering into the store, chances are they may just be looking. But they know when somebody comes into the store that has a coupon that they save to their mobile wallet, their phone, now the salespeople get a little more excited because they see that's a level of intent that is different than somebody who just kind of wandered into the store and maybe just window shopping. So it automatically creates a different environment for the actual salespeople because now they can say, you know, they're coming in, we know what the offer they came in for. We know they came in because they saved it. They have serious intent here. Let's go ahead and close this deal.
Right. So and I would imagine, you know, we've been reporting on this all year, and it seems like between services like Apple Pay and Google, you know, mobile wallet may start to gather steam. Beacons certainly seem to be gathering steam in various retail outlets and sports arenas and possibly other industries. Do you expect to see this kind of gaining adoption among companies over the next couple of years?
I think it's a must have. It's gonna a must thing to do over the next several years because once again, you're able to tie online buying process activity, because we all know, we're seeing the reports that the people, before they make let's say from a B2B perspective, before they come in or they want to buy, they want to do their own research. So they're going to go online. They're going to do their own searches. They're going to talk to their social network, people in their social networks. They're going to talk to the influencers that are writing about the subject that they're interested in. They're going to do all of that on their own. The last people they want to talk to are, you know, the actual vendors or the actual salespeople until they've pretty much made up their mind. And so you have to have a strategy that takes all that into consideration. But then once they make a determination, once they come in, once maybe they save something to the wallet, then you got to have the right experiences and processes in line to make it as easy as possible for them to buy what they need, when they need it, how they need it. So it is a true customer journey map that has the online component, and in certain instances, in certain businesses, it connects to the face-to-face in-store experience. And you got to have it all mapped out because you'd hate to have one aspect really done well only to lose because you have, you know, the missing chink in the fence, so to speak.
Mm. Well, it's definitely something we're going to be watching with you and, you know, with other contributors and certainly in our interviews with companies. So, Brent, as always, thanks so much to you for helping us sort out these issues, and we hope to have you back soon.
Looking forward to it.
Me too. And for more on location-based services and other technologies, you can always check out searchcrm.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.